talking with Tom Buchanan, Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Tom, let's talk a little bit about one of the Oklahomans that are going to be a part of the Trump administration come early part of 2017. Scott Pruitt, Oklahoma Attorney General, has been, the intent is there that he will be nominated to be the administrator of EPA. What a difference for EPA.
Absolutely. Oklahoma family farmers and ranchers have learned a lot about Scott Pruitt in the last 6-7 years. We've seen him be an Attorney General in the state of Oklahoma who has looked out for and helped Oklahoma's family farmers and ranchers. We believe in the man greatly. I want you to know I've fielded many calls from across the nation from my fellow State Farm Bureau presidents asking about Mr. Pruitt and what I think he will do. And my short answer is that we know what we've had in Gina McCarthy and the overreach and the overburdensome regulatory authorities coming out of EPA, and we believe that that will change and change for the better. Oklahoma's family farmers and ranchers are environmentalists. It does us no good if our land and our water is not productive. We have to protect that. We do want appropriate regulation, but we also need to have the ability to use that land so that we can take those natural resources and turn them into ag commodities that the rest of the nation enjoys. And I do believe that Mr. Pruitt will start to allow that to happen in a better way. I think he will be land use friendly while at the same time maintaining those needed environmental oversight, so to speak. So I look forward to it. I think it's going to be a great thing, not only for Oklahoma, but for the nation as a whole. I think that Scott Pruitt is the right guy at the right time and look forward to supporting him and hoping that confirmation comes easy for him.
Now, obviously, the Senate chairman of the Environment and Public Works Committee is from Oklahoma, Senator Inhofe. Mm-hmm. And I know he's looking forward to working with Mr. Pruitt. That's going to be quite a team.
It really will be. I mean, I would tell you that Mr. Pruitt, involvement with Senator Inhofe and, of course, with our junior Senator Lankford, will continue to build on that team. And in our congressional delegation, Oklahoma will have the influence that is needed for Oklahoma. And whenever you allow Oklahoma's businesses, small businesses, to be productive, as we've seen happen now in Oklahoma with Mr. Pruitt and those two gentlemen, and spread that across the nation, mm-hmm. I think that we can start to see a revival of what we have known in agriculture and in the energy sector. And again, none of us are opposed to adequate regulation, appropriate regulation. Ron, but I want your listeners to know that farmers and ranchers really don't have big stock holdings on Wall Street. They don't have giant 401k retirement plans. Their equity is in their land that they own and that they operate. And if we don't treat that and maintain that to a sustainable level, we shoot ourselves in a proverbial foot. So we are about taking care of natural resources, but we also understand that you have to take the handcuffs off so that we can use those to be profitable, to be productive, so that this nation and the rest of the world has the food that it needs.